Timeless 106.1 KFFB, Bob Connell talking with Congressman Rick Crawford here on KFFB's Open Mic. And thanks so much, Rick, for taking time and talking with us and updating us on the craziness that goes on in Washington, D.C.
Sure thing. That's a pretty apt description.
You know, one thing we talk about is tax reform. Everywhere I go in Arkansas, they love the idea of making it where everybody pays their fair share.
It's fair. You know, that's the whole point. And that's what people want folks to do, is to pay their fair share. You know, the fact of the matter is, you've got some folks in the system that don't pay any taxes. That's probably going to continue to a certain degree. But we've brought taxes down and focusing on middle income tax relief, trying to target middle income working families to give them, you know, $1,200, couple thousand dollars back in their pocket at the end of the year. And they can do with that money what they want to do. I think that they know how to spend their money better than Washington does.
Well, in D.C., it seems like there's a war going on over tax reform. And what is the opposition?
Well, they're armed with false information, and they put that information out there. And then, of course, the standard jabs from the left are that, you know, Republicans only care about wealthy people. Well, look, I'm not a wealthy person. You know, I'm not a Republican because I'm rich. I'm a Republican because I'm conservative. And just because you're a Republican doesn't mean that you are an apologist for rich people. That's not necessarily true. And look, I don't have time to get into the economic analysis of, you know, who's the richest on Capitol Hill, but that is spread out pretty equally over both parties. So this argument that the Republicans are all about the rich folks is just a complete falsehood. If we can just stop beginning this conversation from a baseline of falsehoods, maybe we can have a productive conversation. And the reality is, what we're trying to do is provide relief to middle-income America. And look, we also know that businesses in this country are less competitive in the global marketplace because our taxes are high. And if we have high corporate tax rates, that means businesses can't reinvest in themselves. They can't expand their business and hire more people. Who benefits when these businesses hire more people? Middle income working families. So we want to create an environment where that is conducive to job growth. And we want to create an environment that working families can keep more of their money that they've earned. That is not an argument to support rich people. It's an argument that supports middle-income, hardworking families across the country.
Well, you look at this tax reform, and it's something, Rick, you're kind of one of the pioneers now, if you look at the representation of Arkansas, because you were there when the change was coming. And it must make your heart feel well to know that there's over a million new jobs created just since the beginning of the year.
Well, look, that's what we've been all about, is trying to create an economic environment for growth. And to see that start to materialize is very gratifying and validating, because what we've been saying all along is that if we can just get the regulatory regime scaled back and provide level footing for businesses, we can start to see the kind of economic growth that we need in this country to thrive. And I'm not talking about stagnant 1.5%. I'm talking about breaking over the 3%, getting into 4% and 5% growth. And what folks here at home probably don't realize is, you have countries like Panama that have sustained economic growth anywhere from 7% to 12% over about a 10-year period. What do they build in Panama? Nothing. They are a service economy, and yet they've been able to sustain economic growth over a pretty long period. Why do you think that is? And why do you think it is that American companies look to other countries to locate a manufacturing facility? Not because we don't have skilled labor, or not because even the price of labor. It's because high taxes and regulatory costs are too burdensome to open up and sustain production here in the United States. So they'll go to places like Honduras or Guatemala or Malaysia or somewhere in Indonesia. That's what they do, not because they're trying to escape paying taxes or any of those other kinds of things, but because, look, if they want to stay in business and build things, they've got to go where they have a less regulatory burden, lower taxes. And look, we can bring that back to the United States. We can put Americans to work, and you're seeing the evidence of that now. We've just got to address these issues with our tax code and with our regulatory regime.
Well, one thing we got to talk about is the diversity visa lottery, and that's coming up tomorrow. Will you join us?
Oh, sure.